Okay, good. Okay. Okay, good luck, everybody. This morning's Sedra in Parshas Vayetzara, Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu in Parak Chof Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Source 1. The Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim, Hashem Berach as Avraham Bakol. Avraham was older, and he will translate, he accumulated many days, and Hashem blessed him with everything. Hashem Berach as Avraham Bakol. Bakol means literally blessed him with everything. So Medrash says that he had a daughter named Bakol. He had a daughter named Bakol. They raised the question. He had a daughter named Bakol, so we have to have the whole thing that get a wife Yitzchak and travel back to Aram Prime to follow that. He had a daughter from a different mother, and Bakol had to marry her. But the answer is that Avraham didn't want Yitzchak to marry his daughter, was only the Medrash. My girl was in the fuller. But anyway, so, but this is Avraham's that came by. So based on this passage, the Gemara of Messiah about Tezayan and Aleph makes a very interesting statement. The Gemara says, Ad Avraham lo her zikna. Until the days of Avraham, apparently literally, there was no zikna, there was no old age. Okay? Came to the point that Yitzchak grew up, the person who comes to Avraham, and they thought of Yitzchak. They had the Yitzchak, Mishra to Avraham. Couldn't tell them apart. We know from next week's sessions, Avraham holds his Yitzchak in the Parsha. So they look very, their facial features are very similar, even though Avraham was much older, so 100 years older. Nonetheless, because there was no zikna, says the Gemara, he couldn't tell them apart. So therefore, Ot Avraham, boy Rachami, he asked to use his spouse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a zikna. And it was a sign of age, Shenema Avraham Zakein Baba Yomim, based on a passage in our Parsha, Rashi says in Pezayin of an Elephant, so it's three, boy Rachami, Kidei, Shiakiru, Beino, Uvein Beno, so people can distinguish between him and his son. But some raise the question, what do you mean until that point, until our parsha? Again, when Yitzchak was a baby, he could tell a difference. But once Yitzchak matured, he looked so much like Avraham. Even though Avraham was much older, there was no zikna up until that point. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So there's those who raise the question, what do you mean? First of all, we already found in previous sedges, the term zakein, about people. In fact, even about Avraham, in Source 4, in the last week's sedge, in Parshas Vayera, it says in Parak Yuches of Rashi's Pasuk, Avraham is the star of zakeinim, boy, by him. Why am I this before Yitzchak was even born? Right? So this was when the Malachim came to visit Avraham. In the beginning of last week, said, it also says, Avraham is the Torah of Canaan. Why am I with Chadal is the Torah of Hanashim? In the next post, it could be. When she heard that she was going to have a baby, she thought it was silly. But Yitzchak saw the Kibbal, and I agree with those guys, how silly, and about Avraham is okay. He says about her father, her husband, that Avraham is okay. He's also, what do you mean, you didn't have Zikna till here, till this passage? Furthermore, earlier in Parshas Vayera, actually later in Parshas Vayera, even about other individuals, for example, in Sodom, Parak Yud Tes, Pasuk Dalet, verse 5, when the people of Sodom surrounded Lot's house when they wanted to find out who was there and what they were doing there and so on and speak to those Malachim, everybody came, everybody came. So it says, Narad Zokin. So Zikna is already mentioned. Or later on, when Lot and his two daughters got away, they ended up in the cave. And there it says, Latomer Habchira El Atzira, the older daughter said to the younger daughter, Avinu Zokin. Our father is older, right? The Eish Ein Bar Sobal and the Knefos. They thought they were the only first people left alive after that destruction. So it was like the Mabul. Anyway, and Rashi says there, last week said, Avinu Zakein, the Moach Shemus, Hashem Yomu, so you've stuck Malahovah, so you die, we still have children and so on. Anyway, clearly, we see the concept of Zikna already identified in the Chumash earlier than the Pasuk in this Sedra. So that's the Kasher which really the Maharsha raises over there in the Messiah of Pesayan and Alas, and the Kedusha God, of course, said, the Havid Zikna, Ktas Kosher, the Kvar Ksiva, and Sheikh Zdol, Ben Avra Zakein, Uksiva, Avinu Zakein, Uvavram Kufa Ksiva, Adonai Zakein, Vavram Vistar Zakeinim, My Ume Haikro, Avraham is okay, we call Hanikroi. Why, you know, what's wrong with those Sukkim, which indicates that there was Zikna? Yesh Lomar, Devadai, obviously, has Zikna, Shame Rov, Hashonim, Hayakvar, Ba'olam. Obviously, people lived to an old age. Zikna existed as a concept, obviously. Elo Shalom, Hayak, Ba'olam, has Zikna, Hanikeres, the Libun Seyar. Zikna was not identifiable easily. He was getting gray hairs, white hairs. The boy, because that's what the Gemara means. That when Avraham Yitzchak grew up, he looked so much like Avraham, even though he was 100 years younger, people would mix the two of them up because there was no visible manifestations of Zikna. Valdeh Bikesh Rachman Yosa Zikna Nikeres the Libum Seyar. Avram asked that Zikna should be somewhat noticeable. So people have gray hair should thank Avram. But you would say, you know, he's the one who asked for it. Right? The Dosh Mitzvah Avram was a Kain Bonham, etc. The Kraksim Mikodesh and all the Yitzhak Avram was a Kain. Avram was a Kain. Imshah Oz Avram and Kuf Shona. The High Crow of Avram was a Kain, etc. Achrei Zel. If you should Oz, I Oz Yitzhak Avram Chassim Azakon. Okay, Yitzhak already had a beard, already had a face, you know, a mature face. So therefore, they mix people up, and that's why Avram asked the Rachim. So, concept of looking older, visibly, noticeably looking older, was a request of Avram. The Torah Timimah here in our pasuk in Chayesor in Bereishis Parakav Zav Oz Beis, he asked the same question as a Marshal, the Chorot Sarachian, etc. And he says at the end of the first paragraph there, Far Heir Al Zem Marshal. He gives a different answer. He says, Bir Inya Nika Adik Mik Pelas Lashon Inan Zikta Yichid Kan Zokin Ubal Bayomim. So what's the difference between Zokin and why the double language? Avram Zokin and Baba Yomim. Ina Pima Adam Rishis Abba the Medrash Shabbat Kan Zokin Baba Yomim. Yeshuva Adam Shehu Bezikta Veino Baba Yomim. There are people who are older but haven't accumulated days. Yeshuva Baba Yomim and Bezikta. They have the reverse also. What does it mean? There are people who look much older, even though they're not that old. People who age, who have much older appearance than they actually are. They they look older because they've had never difficulties in life. They've suffered tragedies and so on. So it ages people. Okay, they're not really that old. We all know people who underwent whatever medical difficulties, other difficulties in life, and therefore they look older, okay? And for other reasons. And he quotes, Kimo Shomar, like the Gemara says, we all know, we'll see in a second, the Mishnah Brachas that we know from the Seder, Belozim and Azariah, said, Harani Kibin Shivim Shona, right? You know, say he was only 18, and he looked like he was 70. Okay. Go right, that's not correct, we'll see in a second, but all the person is saying there are instances. We can't always tell by looking at a person, actually, you know, the age. Well, other people, they are older, but they're not going to look that old. There are differences in people. So there, obviously there was aging in the world long before Avram, as we saw. Okay. The Mishnah, of course, is referring to, and assuming you said that's printed here in source 9. The Mishnah Brachos, we know it from the Pesach Seder. The Mishnah is talking about what it should say, the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema at night. But why not? Because the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema talks primarily about Tzitzis. This doesn't apply at night. So there's an opinion that the night you only have to say two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, not three, because the Mishnah that's just the third paragraph is not Nogay at night. So, but the end of the third paragraph says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Otzeiti Etzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. So that you do have to do at night. How do you know? So it says, Amr Lezman Azariah, Harene Kiven Shimshar, Velasachisish, the Amr Tisan Rabba Lelos. I never had a riot. But then they will prove this position that you have to mention the Tisan Rabba at night too. Acha Drosha Ben Zoma until Ben Zoma taught. We all know the man Tiskus, Yom Tisan Rabba at the time, Koy Mechayacha, Yom Mechayacha Yomim, Koy Mechalelos. Again, we know this in the Pesach Seder. But he says, Harene Kiven Shivim Shana. Right, it's in the next page. Rashi says, and so we stand there and brought between Bays and the Bays. Maskir, this is my Lelos, this Pasha Tisus, like I explained. It says a reisam or so at night you don't see, at least not naturally. What is kiven shivim shana? That's what's more nogeya to us. The second Rashi there, kiven shivim shana. On source 10, kvar ha'izin nira zokin velo zokin mamash. He wasn't really old. Shabal of Seba, he got this elderly appearance. Yom shavir rabbi gamliel mesiyah. So the day that they impeached, or at least temporarily impeached rabbi gamliel from being a nasi, omir rabbi lezim rezayah nasi. Rabbi lezim rezayah was appointed as a nasi to the east of Parakfus of Shaka, like the Gemara says later in Brachos. And Daf Chav Ches, I printed that also, and that's the day Ben Zoma gave this drasha. So Daf Chav Ches, the Gemara says, that tells the whole story that the other Rabbanim were annoyed with Rabbi Gamliel, having mistreated Rabbi Yeshua. They took him out of office, and they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though he was a young man, to be the Nasi. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I got to ask my wife first. That's the same story, I have to check with his wife. Okay? So the smart man, right? He wasn't going to take, even though it was a strong position. Some say his wife was an expert, very good in politics, so that's why I want to speak there. But others say, listen, she didn't marry the Nazi. She married a fellow, because he was a regular guy in the yeshiva. Now all of a sudden, he got a lot of responsibility. He has to check with her. Anyway, one thing she says in objecting, you don't have any white hair. Shimi said, well, who's going to respect you? You look like a kid. You're not going to have respect. He was 18 at that time. A great Talmud Chacham, a great genius, but he looked like a kid. He's rachish like Nisa, but how do we tell me sorry, Dorichi, who's Chivarta? That's what race is in Aramaic, his wife. Like, of course, somebody says, the Chavarta is the Shanim Mekar. It's clear. The Chuvar. So you see, the Enum Mechuvar. The Chuvar is clear. That's what race. His wife, clear. Anyway, so he says that he got white hairs, and that's what it means, Harini Kiven Shivin Shana. Okay. Anyway, that's the Medrash in the Gemara, that's the Mesiyah Pezayim. We have it in the Medrash Rabbah also next week's Medrash, which is Parshas Toldos, 13, Parshas Samech Hayav Breshas Rabbah, Simon Tess, very similar, Amri Yehuda Bar Sion, Avram Tava Zikna, Amal Afon, Avram Olam, Adam Uvno Nichnos in the Makom, Enam Yodei, Lami Mechabe. Actually, the people, a man and his son coming, nobody knows who deserves the cover. They both look the same. If you give the distinguished or an elderly appearance, then they'll realize. You ask something good, never to start with you. And this is why it says, that's the Medrash. And slowly, the Medrash Tanchuma here in Chayasora, in the Siman Aleph, it begins by talking about Avram, something else about his Trilas, but, and he refers to Avram as Yaf Yafis, Mimlei Adam. Avraham Avinu is the most beautiful, the most attractive, so to speak, of all men. Why? Right? People can't tell the difference between the father and the son because they look the same, even though I'm much older than he is, etc. So Avraham said in the third line, Amar Avraham, Ribono Shalom, Tzarech Ata Lahafish Bein Adla Bein Labein, Ubein Nair Lazokim. Shiskabit Azokim, and Nair Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Mimeni Anim, Bimcho Ani Maskil. I'll begin with you, and therefore Avram looked older, and that's Avram Zakein Babayomim. So this all has a halachic nafkamin as follows, based on a pasuk, and that's really where we start. Source 15, the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, her good test pasuk lamed beis of Vayikra, mipnei seva tokum, the adar to pnei zakein, the oresim el kecho ani Hashem. Okay, mipnei seva tokum, you have to stand up in the presence of someone who's reached the age of seva. Seva means old age. We'll see specific later. And also, Vadarta Pnei Zokin. You have to respect or honor the Zokin, and this is the Reis HaMelechecha. So Rashi there in Vayikra says right away, Varsh Tidoshim, I mean, they say Vatakum in 16, Yochol Zokin Ashmai. What if he's an old person, but he's a rotten person, a wicked person, a sinner, whatever. Hamanover Zokin ain't Zokin El Shekana Chokma. Okay, Zokin means an elder in the sense of having acquired wisdom. That's a Rashi there in Kedoshim. But the art of Zokin, Zokin is not, is an elder in the sense of, the elder is not necessarily always used for age, but also for accomplishment. I think they always refer to the altar of Kelim as the altar, even though he was a young man. It wasn't always old. You know, but the title of the altar, you know, was the title of the guard, not just the title of other places also. The altar of the guard, because they weren't necessarily old years, but it was a title of respect, you know. So Rashi says that's what it means here. Vadarta fnei zokin, ezo hider. What's meant by hider? Hider is certain things you don't do. You don't sit in the seats. You know, and so on. And then it says at the end of this line there, yachol yatim einav kemishal ra'o. So I don't feel like standing up for this guy. So I'm gonna look down for a second. I didn't notice it. All right, I didn't notice it. So lachach never v'risim elokecha. That's why it says at the end of the pot v'risim elokecha. You can convince somebody in the shul that I didn't notice when he walked in. You can convince the human bezdin. I didn't notice it. I can't prove you wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. That's why it says, Reish Malachecha, Shari Dover, the Dover is there, Masul Libo Sheloseu Shein Makibo Elohu, the whole Dover Masul Leib, Nemar Reish Malachecha. Fine. So let's look through the Sugya in Kiddushin, because that's where this is described. Kiddushin, Lamed Beis, or Beis going over to Lamed Gimel, and our source 17. Gemara has three different opinions of what's going on here. Tan Rabbono. Yubnei Seva Tokum, Yachol afilu b'pnei zokein ashmai, the word asham, wasn't it guilty, you know, not the great person. Amar zokein vein zokein el hachacham shenemar, esol yishivim ish mizikne Yisrael. We'll see the pasuk later. That's the pasuk in Parashat Ba'alotcha, when Moshe Rabbeinu summoned the first Sanhedrin, right, the 70 people who assist him and so on. Also, they weren't, we don't know who they were. They're not listed by name in the Chumash. You know, two of them were Jewish. Eldon made them a part of the 72, so to speak, and they were knocked out. But we don't know if they were old in terms of years, but they're called Zikne Yisrael, Zikane. Rabbi Yosef Glila Omer Ein Zokin Elamisha Kana Chachma Shem Hashem Kanani Reishes Darko. Okay, I have to see that. It seems to be saying the same thing. Now, So far, the Gemara only seems to be defining Zoke. Okay, what about Ting? Good. So hold on. So now the Gemara goes on to a side point. It's an important one. Before, we had two opinions. We had the Tanakhama, the Tana Rabbanon, and the Yosef Gli, who didn't seem to say anything different. We'll see. Okay, the Gemara asks, Yachol Yamad Bein Mokum, Bipanam Bein Mokum Rachok. You have to stand when he's far away. He can't even see you standing up in his honor. So to that, the Gemara says, no, Talmud Omer, Tokum V'Hadarta, Lo Amarti Elokima, Amarti Kima Elokum Sheish Hidur. It has to be clear when you stand up that you're honoring him. It's nearby. Yachol Yad Bein Mokum, maybe it means, monetarily. So, huh? Both. Okay, we'll see the distance. Arba Amos. Okay, Yachol Yad Bein Mokum, maybe you have to honor him monetarily. No, Tokum V'Hadarta, just like standing up doesn't cost anything, so it's not a monetary matter. What about if it's in the bathroom or the bathhouse and so on? It's not a place where you demonstrate Talmud. Fine. Can you close your eyes and pretend you didn't see? Talmud Omer, talk with the eraser. That's why it says, like Rashi Chumash said, eraser makecha. Another important point. How do we know that the Zokin should not be matriach people to stand up? Sometimes you're at a chasana, and they call up a person for a brach, and he's the last row. Sometimes I don't tell you in advance. But usually, if you tell the person in advance, you sit one of the front rows. Sometimes they call up a certain row for the brach, he's in the back. It takes 15 minutes to walk to everybody's going to get some. So the Gemara is not supposed to do that. But I'm saying, if they tell you in advance you have a bracha, it seems to me you should sit in the front. And sometimes you know. I've been to the house before. I didn't know he was calling up. So I'm just saying, you shouldn't go out, you shouldn't be Mashiach. People come it over, Zokhav Yerasa, that he also has to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the joke. It says, Esav Shemel Kecha L'Rabbos Tamil HaChamim. What's the right reboot? Coming from also said to Yerushalayim. The rabbis coming from. Anyway, all right. But now Isim Yehuda Omer. Here we come to your point. Isim Yehuda Omer. Mibnei Seva Takum. I feel a cold Seva b'mashma. It's not a matter of a Talmud Chacham. I feel a cold Seva b'mashma. There's two different things in the pasuk. Mibnei Seva Takum means anybody who's older. It's not a matter of being a Talmud. Even the person is not a Talmud Chacham. Now they're going to set the third sheet. Just one second. The Yosef Glilu Haina Tanar Kama. Back in the first two lines, isn't that the same thing? Because they both said, "Has he a Talmud Chacham?" Seika beinau yamek v'chakim. What if a person's young, but he's a Talmud Chacham? Very young, but he's a Talmud Chacham. Come on, genius, the Nilu, he's a Talmud Chacham. The Tanakhama Sovar, yamek v'chakim lo. Tanakhama requires both. You have to be older and a Talmud Chacham. Yosef Glili says, no, the issue revolves around being a Talmud Chacham. Safilu yamek v'chakim. Even if he's young, he's a Talmud Chacham. And Yitzchak Yehuda says, "I'm going to be in Talmud Chacham. It's a special, it's a din for older people." My Talmud Yosef Glila, I'm going to call Itzchak. They're going to be Talmud Chacham. Came Nichtav Achron and say, "Save a Zokin, talk him a dark." Figure out how the pasuk learns and so on. And Talmud Chacham, again, I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can read the rest of yourself. The more tradition goes on to the next page. On the next page, I have all the Rashi's. I want to call your attention to the Rashi in 18. Anyway, there's different shitas. In other words, is it all Talmud Chachamim? Is it only Talmud Chacham who's older, or even an older person not a Talmud Chacham at all? Person just an older person, and that's the opinion of Isa ben Yehuda. Rebbe Seva Tokum, there's two of them. Zokin Yadarta, you show respect to Talmud Chacham, but Rebbe Seva Tokum, he learns a separate entity. It's the person older, and that's it. Now, on the issue of Zokin Ashmoi, so Rashi defines in 18, the Rashi there in Kiddushin, Lama Beis and Beis, Zokin Ashmoi defines as Oshem, Ashmoi comes from Oshem, Rosha, the Amoritz. Right, he's a wicked person, he's an Amoritz, and so on. Okay? Again, I'm not going to read through all the Rashi's now, okay, at this point. Just look a few lines down. Shalom Yatriach. In Yochol Lelech Derech Acheret, Shalom Yamanis HaTzibur. I would say that's what you would say. Yatriach, if there's no other way for him to go, there's no choice. But if there's another way to get there without having everybody stand up, so that's what he's supposed to do. Okay? And Isim and Yehuda says in the next Rashi, the whole Seva of Mashma feel Zaki and Ashmoy. He apparently includes even the Zaki and Ashmoy. He says, got nothing to do with the Talmud Chacham, nothing to do with being a tzaddik, just an older person. That's it. Apparently, even the Zaki and Ashmoy. And then he had the machlokas about the young Talmud Chacham and so on. The Tosus wonders, Yushalam and Beis and Beis, 19. Tosus wonders, wait a second. Says, I mean, Pierce Bekutis, Ashmoy, Roshim Amar, it's a kosher. The Hechi Kamar Isim Yehuda, the Seva, Mashma, Filu, Zokin, Ashmoy. Malo, Mitzah, Filu, Hakosu, Mazol, Zuzazol. You have a person with a Rosha, you're supposed to, you know, dissociate from him and even embarrass. What do you mean, stand up for a Rosha? The Lachash Pierce Ben Atayim, Ashmoy is not from Lashon Oshem. What Lashon Shomei means, desolate or empty. He's a Komar, Boor, a simple person, you know, not a knowledgeable person. He's not a bad person, but the Benatam doesn't want to say Ashmoy is the word Ashmoy is guilty, he's a criminal, he's a scoundrel, he's a thief or whatever. No, that we don't have to stand up for the person. What it means is like, Zokin Ashmoy is a person who's just an ordinary person who's he's ignorant. He's a simple thing, but he's a I don't disagree with Rashmi. The Benatam is Rashmi is even a Rosh apparently, that's what it looks like. Okay? So okay, that's also true. So the Meiri. Yeah, okay, so where did you draw the line? Okay, so again, you have to, the point is, yeah, the Gemara, no, but at the end, the Yehuda says, apparently, even the Zohar is meant to stand for, in the conclusion, so the according to Rashi, apparently even a Rashi, but it's hard to imagine what the Rashi meant, but that's what the Rebbe Tom said, different than what I'm doing that. Yeah, okay, so the Meiri, right, over there in Kiddush HaMam and Gimel and Aleph, he says the following, explaining that Shita, Zokin Mufal Shenachon, Ein Chayv Lom Alufon Below Koma, Elash Mekom Makom Mitzvah Hadro. Okay, he makes a chiluk, which we have to come back to. Okay, there's a difference in standing up and maybe showing a little bit of respect. Someone asked before about that. You stand a little like this, you move a little bit. We'll get back to that. Okay, but he writes, Afilah Zokin Hashmoy Ratzon Lomar Bur Ba'amaris Elash Shubamidos. A nice person, a good person, just not a Talmud Chacham. Okay. But if Rosh of Avarion ain't a Bechal Zekal, but the Rosh of Avarion, now, how much a Rosh has to be, I don't know. But if the person is known as a Rosh, probably that's too far. But the point is, it's what does Ashmoy mean? That's a bit of a mirror. He's saying, like, I'm going to tell him. It means he's a Balmida, he's a nice person, but just not learned. That's all. You still have to sit up there. Okay, I don't know what the point is. You're right. You have different rules. The Pei Yeshua tries to answer for Rashi. He quotes the Rashi. And he says that the what Rashi was bothered by was a Lashon Ashmoy, right? I mean, the Tom says it's, you know, somebody, you know, the crooked or Piskei Shemoy, that the crooked doors by Erevin. But anyway, what he thinks is that Enoch Hanami, he says, it could be that if a person is a Rasha, but still, there's actually, look at the last couple lines of that Yoshua, Yushalam and Beis Melech, Zirumas and Tanar Bonon, he says, could be that the Hainu Tzorach L'Unshul Yassi, you have to punish a Rasha. I'll become welcome, Ebsher, the Xeris HaKosu, Lokomi Ponos. Could still be Xeris HaKosu. And wait a minute, we're going to come back to that later. Yochanan stood even for a non-Jew. Right? We don't know what his name, but even for a non-Jew. He's an older person. Why? Because, and we'll see in the Gemara later, Kama HaPakoi the Odu Alai. Because it's like experience. You're not really honoring him. You're honoring the fact that he's had a lot of experience in life. It's still a little schwer, but that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Orcha Shulchan says a different explanation of Rashi. In the Yardayas, in Reish Mem Dalet Siv Pei. Could be, right? That's the Pnei Yeshua was right. Therefore, you only stand up for his having survived. We'll come back to it, but that's the Pnei Yeshua says. I mean, well, what? Yes. Okay. Right. Okay, that's true too, unless it's for a younger person. Okay, that other sheet. But the Archa Shulchan has a different explanation of Rashi. He says, Pirish Rashi, and he quotes the Kashrut Tosfos. Well, Nia Zaiti, second line there, 22, is the Ordeis and Reish Mendal, Tzit Beis, and Archa Shulchan. Gam Kavanos Rashi. Nisal Kedaitach Rosh Hamamish. Hafilu Tamil Chochum Rosh Hosol Chabdo. Even the guy from Tamil Chochum, he's a Rosh, you can have a person who's very learned, be a bigger Apikoros. The more learned you are, the more potential you have to be a bigger Apikoros. Okay? Ach Kavanos Rashi is Alkeinu. The Yinesh Yesh Ama Oretz Mitorah, of the kind of mitzvahs, so many tefillin, the chol yom, the spal, the shomer lirachamim, over there never be said they save a tefillin. That's one type of amar. He's not knowledgeable, but he observes that if he puts on tefillin, goes to shul, whatever he does, he's supposed to do. The yesh amar, then he says, there's also amar. Shemitzei pshitoso, because he's so unlearned, enam ben it. He doesn't know that this is a din. He doesn't know that's halacha. That gam she'ena osdem, if they wish also, he's not doing mitzvahs because the rosh. He doesn't violate Shabbos because the rosh. He doesn't know any better. Okay, maybe she too. So v'zel kavonos Rashi, rosh of the am haaretz, klomar shmitneisu am haaretz who osdem meister rosh. Below the same rishon, zem amish bur. That's what told him. He's ignorant. He doesn't have a minion because no one ever told him it was so important. So he never learned how important it. Whatever. Okay, you can see people. I think once told the story that one of the biographies of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. As they said that when he was growing up in Shari Chesed, his parents had an empty room in the house to help pay for the living space. They rented the room out, and there was a Jew who had recently come over from Russia, at the time of communist Russia, and so the Auerbach, he wasn't observant, the Auerbach family took him in, but they said, listen, whatever you do, but in the house, you can't violate Shabbos. The guy agreed. You know, he said, you go outside, we're not keeping after you, but inside the house, you can't violate. One day, the mother, Shlomo Zalman, walked by the room, and this person was writing a letter to somebody. And so she called Shlomo Zalman as a young teenager, whatever, called him over. So listen, let's tell him that we made a deal. You know, you can't keep the college campus inside the house. So Shlomo Zalman, please speak to him. So Shlomo Zalman went in. The guy apologized. I never knew. He grew up in a kid. Never knew. I didn't know you were allowed to write a Shabbos. I'm sorry for the violence. I didn't mean to violate the deal. So it can have that also. Anyway, that's how you can defend Rashi. Tosus points out the pasuk. I put the picture of the pasuk in 24. Yes, I know. But anyway, it's a creative answer by Rav Chisuch. Because everyone finds it hard to believe you have to stand up in honor of Mamas the Russia. Okay. I'm just saying, but the guys are Russian, they stand up and Trump covered them. Counter-intuitive. Yeah, okay. All right, so I want to spell it out. Yeah, it is horrible and terrible. Let's take a look in Parash Balos. The pasuk says, there's always a question of where you draw the line. The pasuk by the Shivim Zikanim in Balos, Parash Balos, in our pasuk Ten Zion, says, So Tosa simply points out in 23, Tosa there, Kedushalon, Bezim Bez, Zimashal, Ein Zokin, Elachochim. So obviously, we're not now saying that in order to qualify as a Zokin, you have to be like, because the Gemara quotes that pasuk. Today you have to be like the old mumchim, the old big experts. We only have a din of standing up mamish for people who are right to be in the Sanhedrin. So says love there is shava gemurahi. Him came with boy mumchim kihasim. Hello, havi alav chacham alma the zokin ashmai enos. This is proving that he's not a wicked person. He doesn't have to be the biggest chacham in the world. The Marashah over there. That the question is, how do we know from that pasuk at all that they were learned. Maybe they were only older. Who says they were learned? This was simply from the Pesukim. How do you see from the Pesukim? So he says, how do you see from the Pesukim? So I'm saying the Marashah is just interesting. He says, Dir Masal Ein Zokin, Dushalon Basement Base, 25, I am Pirish Rashi, Odish Omar, Kevin Shemis Nabu Kulam, Al Kain Chacham Hayu, Dein Anavuras, Nevuah, Shore El Al Chacham, etc. They all had Nevuah. We know from even Eldar Maidan had Nevuah. In order to have Nevuah, you have to be a Chacham. Okay. But it's interesting, Rashi comments on the word Zokin. Look back towards 18. So if you find the word Ein Zokin, it's really Gemara says it. Ein Zokin el Zesha Kana Chokma. Where do you get that from? Ein Zokin el Zesha Kana Chokma. So look at the Rashi, the third Rashi. The Lashon no frequent. Rashi says that the expression of the Gemara, look back at 18, the Gemara says Ein Zokin el Zesha Kana Chokma. Lashon no frequent. It's called like a contracted form of the word, right? Dabra dibar kasevul. Okay, so zokin is zekana chokma. Zokin is contracted form of zekana. He acquired. Oh, so what's that sheet here? The Peyoshua asks, one second. What kind of lashon no tikkun is that? There's an important word missing. If it's zekana chokma, so it says zokin just works out zekana, right? Well, where's the chokma? That's what Peyoshua is wondering. Okay, in 26, on the base and basic kedushin, now that Rashi doing some ein zokin. He says lechorav miloshin notrikin loshamin el zekana. The ikar chasim and a sefer. The whole idea we're trying to say is zekana chachma. So the word should be zokin chach or something, some other contracted form. You're missing the key word here, right? I would have been okay if it said konach without the zeh. Okay, kana chachma. Okay, but don't leave out the main word. So he points to, and this is just interesting thing, he points to a Gemara in the Dorim, okay, which some people know because Avram Fried once made a song out of it. Mem Aleph in the Dorim, It says, "V'marova omer, didavei kulabei, d'lodavei mabei." Right? Dokani machaser, dolo kani machani. Right? That's what it means is, does das, right? In other words, didavei kulabei. If you have das, you have everything. If you don't have das, so what do you have? And if you acquired das, what are you lacking? But if you don't, you haven't acquired das, you aren't lacking anything. I'm sorry, if you haven't acquired the das, what have you acquired? Right? There's also measures like that. That's the Gemara. But Marava, Marava means in the West Coast, in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So, huh? Oh, mnemonic. That's right. Mnemonic, right. Okay. Anyway, huh? Right. Otherwise, so that's the place you want to say. And that's Zekana, and it doesn't say what it is, so it's got to be Chochma, otherwise whatever you acquired is worthless. Okay. For everything. Otherwise, whatever acquisition you have is worthless. Okay, that's the Gemara in the Dharm. Okay, Rashi says in 28, okay, fine. Now, it comes out in the Gemara, and Tosus spells it out, the long Tosus, I didn't print the whole Tosus, but for our purpose, I'm not going to be inside, but works out how all the different shitas work. It's really three shitas in the Gemara, but I explained it before. Okay, and he addresses your question before, you know, how do you work out the words in the pasuk according to each one? What does it mean? Seva and chacha. So, okay, I don't want to read the Tosfos out because it summarizes the shitas. If you look later at the end of that sugya on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, source 30, Isim and Yehuda on the Eitzim, Tom Afilu Kol Seva and Mashva, Tom Yochanan and Halacha Kisim and Yehuda. After the whole discussion, the Gemara concludes, the Yochanan says, the halacha is like Isim and Yehuda, meaning you got to stand up for everybody. It's not limited to a Tom Afilu. That's the bottom. Not limited to a Tom Afilu. Young, old, we're not into that. If they Seva Tachum, that phrase, they Seva Tachum, is called Seva and Mashva, any elderly person you have to stand up. And that's how the Rambam passes as well. You look in 31, the Rambam is Hilchos Talmud Torah paragraph. So look, first look at Halacha Gimel, like we said. You shouldn't intentionally walk in a such a way that makes everybody else stand up, you know, for you. And my brother told me, he was once at a chasana, and so, whatever, he doesn't know who it was, but, you know, the person came in, and it was like this, well, it was cold, everybody had coats on and so on, and this person came in, and people sitting, you know, when he came to the row, people stood up to give the seat, several people stood up, he took one seat, he took his coat, he put it on the other seat. I couldn't believe it. People were standing, you know, saying, no, not the one seat should be there, one for the coat. He said, hold the coat on his lap and let someone else sit. All right, anyway, that's what the Rambam was driving at here. And he says, they would go out of their way to avoid having people stand up. Okay. Halacha test. Mishu zokin mufag v'zikna alfo pisha eino chacham omdim lefonav. Now I'm passing my kifin. Who'd like the conclusion of the Gemara? That if a person is muflag v'zikna, even though he's not a chacham, he's not a chacham, he still stands. And afilo hachacham shu yelad omre zokin muflag v'zikna. Okay? Even a youngster who's a bigger Talmud Chacham is older. A youngster can be a big Talmud Chacham, should still stand for this elderly person. Okay, although he doesn't have to stand all the way, just show him a certain amount of respect. And that's what we see in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Yeridayus and Reish Mem Dalad. Sivav, he says, also passes. Ein Roy the Chacham Shiatriya Chalatibur, like we said before. Fine, if he can go another way, it's a good thing. Siv Zion, Afilu Chacham Shiyeled, Omed Yazokin Amufa Vizigna. Okay, again, not all the way necessarily, but you have to show him respect. Now, the Shach, yeah, what's that? We'll get to it. The Shach, there in Tivkot Dalad, the Simration Mem Dalad, 33. The Shach distinguished, he says, maybe this business that the Chacham can't be Matriach, okay, it's a lot of tzchus. Near the Hainu Davkib is Mana Shas, of the Kalmash Oda and Yoshim Alakarka. There are chairs and benches. People sat on the floor. So that's taka, big tircha, so to get up off the floor. Okay? But Mamakum Shoshma Saf Salim, what's the big deal? Most people, it's not a big deal to stand up. So they didn't think it's a big tircha, and therefore, ain't kpeda. Okay? There's no kpeda. Okay? The chidor, there, that's the shach. The shach says, yeah, when people sat on the floor, taka, get off the floor, you have to balance yourself. You know, that's a tremendous physical shape. Okay? You got to balance yourself. But the shach says it doesn't apply, but the chidor disagrees. The Brikkei Yosef there in Sifat Yud 34, he says a rab shach chilek means manayim shoshma kavikarkos manazeh shoshma safsalim. Mikol Makom, he says, Liyira, it seems to me, the Gam is Manazeh Yelav Derek Sara, or Yaakov says, Yavu Lefem, Ochi Chazin al Rabbanon Kishishai. The elder Rabbanon that I know still apply this Dim is Manazeh. How old is old for this purpose of this Dim? So we know there's a famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Parakei Mishnah Chof Aleph, and that is, has a list of all the different ages, you know, for different things. That's what it says, Ben Chomesh Lemikra, and Ben Bein Esra Lemishnah, Ben Shlosh Lemitzvah, so we know that's Mishnah. So it also says in Chof Aleph, source 35, Ben Shishim Lezikta, and Ben Shivim Leseva. Okay? But since we're talking here, we pass like Yisrael Yehud, make Seva Tachum, looks like it's 70. Rashi says, how do we know that Shivim is Seva? I mean, the Mishnah says it. Where did the Mishnah get that from? That Seva is the age of 70. So Rashi, well, it's attributed to Rashi on the Mishnah, he quotes, now I must say I don't fully understand the Raya. I don't know enough about the book of Eov. Try to read on Tishrei from the afternoon, so don't fall asleep, I have to be honest. But the it says in Eov, I haven't read through it, but I don't know the Raya. I tried to look a little bit. The Pasuk says, I printed 37, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yud, Gam Sov, that's the word Seva, Gam Yoshish Banu Kabir Mevech HaYomim. Somehow, Rashi understands that pasuk hints that Eov, his years are going to be doubled. Right? Now, we know from later in Eov, the end of Eov, 38, Perek Mem Beis of Eov, it says, Tazayin, Vati Eov Achrezos, Meyav Arboim Shona. Okay? My years bottom is Meyav Arboim Shona. Four, four generations. Eov lived for 140 years, and then by almost Eov Zakin, he lived to the age of 140. So that means that at that point that the other pasuk we spoke about, which is half his lifespan apparently, he was 70. And the pasuk uses the word sov. Pasuk character sov, gam sov, seva. So apparently seva is 70. That's how Rashi is. I don't know how you speak in that pasuk exactly. Yes. Oh, I think that's what it is. Oh, interesting. So then it'll be 30. No, I get it, but then I don't know. Okay, maybe you're right. I don't know. Look at Rashi. He says, "Uchnifru sheichayilu d'ayameyav arvam shomash maminot the ben shiv shomash." I don't know. Okay, I mean, even though it said he lived 140 years after that, this is his Rasha. I don't know. Could be right. I'm not sure. But then here, zusachacher l'seva zokin gavush nislav nurov seirosav. He says the other raya is that when your hair turns white, that's the age of 70, as the Elazar ben Azariah said, he was 70. The riot. I already commenced Shiva Shana. Right, as we saw before, the Sugim Brachas. Okay, that's the other riot. The Bar Tanura has a different riot. That Seva is 70. Hiran shares those two from the husband of Zariah. Okay. The Ravi Bar Tanura is 39. And that same Mishnah, obviously, Parakeh, Pasuk of Halam, and Shiva Seva, the Siv, the David. By Yomos, the Seva Tova. The Pasuk says about David HaMelech that he died, the Seva Tova. And Yimei Chayav, Hayu Shiva Shana. We know that David lived for 70 years. How do we know that? So we see in, subsequently, in Dibra Yomim, we have Aleph Perek Chof Tet, source 40, starting from the Chof Vav, Dibra Yomim Aleph Perek Chof Tet. So David ben Yishai, Melech of Molach, Molach of Kol Yisrael, by Yomim Asher Molach al Yisrael Arboim Shana, he ruled as a throne for 40 years, Shmechever Molach, there's a post like that in Dibra Yomim Shana also, Shmechever Molach Sheva Shana Yishai Molach Shosh Yisraelos, he ruled in Hebron, that was the original capital, for 7 years, then Yerushalayim for 33, for a grand total of 40. Vayomos, the same as Tovos. Vayomos, Osher, Chobra, Imlach, Shlomo, Beno, Tafta, like we alluded to in this morning's Tafta, right? So David HaMelech ruled for 40 years, and he died the same as Tovos. So how does that prove he was 70? Because in Shmuel Beis, Parakei, it says, Ben Shloshim, Shana, Dov, Mocho, and our boy, Shana, Moloch. It says openly that David HaMelech ascended to the throne at the age of 30. Okay, Bechever Malach al Yehuda Shem Hashem, and then Shishach has 7.5 years, Shalai Malach Shosh Mishos, and I'll call you some Yehuda. Anyway, the bottom line is, David is described as having died by Yomus the Seva Tova. He was 70, and therefore 70 is Seva. Of course, he can bring riots of others that also says Seva, okay? Avrinu says Seva, and he's 175, and what's that? Yeah, I don't know. Does it say? But the whole thing is, I think by Shmuel, he says, I think he has a concept of Sabti, I don't remember. Now, Shmuel's 52, right? So, get the check. Okay, could be. That could be a killer. Yeah. Okay, good. Could be. Status again. Yeah, okay. I mean, he was the youngest. It's the minimum age. That's a good round. Yeah, I'll just give that to look at it important to see if that works out, but it's very sensitive. Yeah. Now, what do we care about all this for? Because the Pharisee soil, who cares, Ben Shimon was saved, and I might have Kamina. So the Pharisee soil, Yachon Abba, it says, on that mission in Pirkei Avos, Kuf Samach says, Bein Shivim L'Seva, Shechayav Lokol Beforav. You have to stand up. And that's how we pass it. The Rosh passes it that way, there in Kiddushin, Parak Aleph, Simon, Nun Gimel, Arba B'Yochanan, Halacha, Ki'isim, and Yehuda, will be Ben Shivim Nikra Seva. You have to stand up to someone who's 70 years old. Okay, yes. No, no, the Gemara never said I didn't see it openly. I don't know. You're right. Unless everyone knew it. You ever knew that mission pick out. But, you got to put two and two together. But it's a mission for Kavas, but Shiva will save it. But to put the two together, I didn't see anyone earlier say it. Could be someone does. And the Torah has it there in Rish Mandalad, okay? Your day Rish Mandalad, 44. Bechein mipnei seva shumupag mizik is the height of Ben Shivin, mitzalakom mipanam. Okay? So, and the Beis Yosef says it there, 45. The Beis Yosef says, well, yeah, it's like that from the for the Rosh, and he quotes that goes, my is like that, and the Smak is like, at the end, of the last couple of lines there, that Beis Yosef, 45, it's with Dahad, Zokin, Ashmoy, Pirish, Rashi, Osham, is Rosh of Amari. The Hikshul of Atosis, the Echid Kamar Isi, Kosei, Mashra, Phil, Zokin, Ashmoy, Alo, Mitzah, Akoso, etc. The Chach, Pirish, by the time, the Hano, Bor, Amari. He prefers Tosis' approach, but again, we add justification to Rashi, that's what it says in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch, we paskin and some reish mem dalav tzip aleph mitzvahs asay lakum mipnei kol chacham. That's one din. Afilu eino zokin eliyanik bechacham. Even a youngster. Afilu eino rabbi. It's not your rebbe. Doesn't matter. Raksu gedolim of royal limbo. Especially big gedolim are fine. That's not our issue now. The chayin similarly mitzvah lakum they seva the hainu ben shivim shana. The parenthesis avilu amar afilu ma'aret ruvat shloye rasha. Like we said, it's like Tosis. To be an Amoritz, but not like a Rosh. Not a Rosh. He quotes after the Beis Yosef and so on. Now, right, so we did it. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Yes, absolutely. No, but it's both. It's two different things. Yes. Right. Correct. Now, the Sibbeis, the Amos, Chayav Lachem, the man, the Shagil, the Toch Arba Amosov. When he comes within four amos, it's clear that you're standing up for him. Ad sheyavor mikineged panav, even until he passes by, cannot stand up. The right, actually, that's true. But more than Arba amos, it says that's the Nachon. The roche is kimahalak though. Even if he's in a car or he's riding an animal, it's like he's walking. Now it's interesting because it's become popular at Chassanim the last, I don't know, probably has been 25 years or so. When the chassan and kala walk, then everybody stands up. When I got married 34 years ago, 35 years ago, so then, well, it was not the practice, not by me, not by my chaverim, did not stand for the chassan and kala. That's become popular, and it's almost zero, everybody stands up. The question exactly is why, but there are justifications. Chassan don't love Melech, on the other hand, he has become the chassan, yes, a chuppah, others say he's going to do a mitzvah, that's what about salvation, he wants to justify he's going to do a mitzvah, like the Kurim, and like stand by Baruch David, apparently they didn't do it, whatever. It's the same way. But the parent, the grandparents, the Chorim, that's the real mitzvah. Right, so I saw the Agur that the Rav of the community used to walk down the chosen, and people standing up for the Rav of the community, not for the chosen. Okay? Right, there's everyone else standing up. But the grandparents, that's become more common today also, I think, and that's for sure right. The grandparents. Right, that's the point. I know, I always try to wait till I can see them. Sometimes, as soon as they come down, as you said, now everybody's. I thought that now people are standing up. Not always the case. Enochanami. That's correct. Okay. I will tell you that you wait until the person, I think it's wait until the person can see you, but the Arba Amos, like you said, Now, but I guess now you stand up with all the Rebbeim also, all our bottom also stand up. That's great. All right, that's the meaning. But anyway, that's the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. I know, right? And yes. I know. Everybody comes to Ramagon, right? That's like I said in the Shia last night on a different subject, sure, but I'm talking about Haspedim, but so the beautiful Lashon from Chito, he says, Bismanenu, without He says people go overboard at a Hesed. You know, they say everyone's a Rashka Barak, everyone's a Rabba Gon, you know, everyone's the biggest Baba Tzokhin, the biggest Baba Hesed. So he says, his name is Samosh, this Mata Chachma, with this Rabu Hatorim. Yeah, the Chachma's gone down, but the titles have gotten even better. Anyway, back to the Chidor, huh? Yeah.
Let him sit down. You can find a different thing.
The chidor in the birkei are very important. On both sides, in the chidor in the birkei Yosef in Tzivkot and Dalet, right? The Neis Seva, the Hainu Ben Shimon Shana. He does quote Rabbeinu Ariza Tzal. Okay, cause of the Choshu Ben Shishim Shana. That brings a lot more people into the mix. Okay, I'm not there yet, but getting there. I'm getting there. Okay, it says the Choshu Ben Shishim Shana Mitzvahakum Mipanav Ubir Tama Dava Derech Emet. I said this is some kind of a, basically what, you know, some kind of a Kabbalistic, mystical reason why in the age of 60. But the Minchas Chinuch on this mitzvah gives you not a Kabbalistic reason. Minchas Chinuch, it's mitzvah reish nun zayin in the Chinuch in Oz Teres, in the New Edition, says, the Hidei Shir Zokim B'Shanon Einam B'Vur B'Rambam, right, used about the Gemara, but it's not even the Rambam or the Rambam Chavar, the Kama Shonik B'Zokim L'Monofonav, Shulchan Aruch and Tzur, they quote the Rosh, and 70 and so on, they quote the Beis Yosef. But nearly, the Don were sinners were sinners, the Seba Mashwa called Seba, in Cain, Seba Yikra Ben Ayin. Our Gemara are fine. We say Seba means, you know, all Seba, even non Tavachachim, then it's Ben Shiva. Avaladas ha Targum. The Targum says, take a look at the footback of the next page, sorry, but 49, the Targum Unkus on that Pasuk in Kedoshim, Parak Yud Tess of Yikra Pasuk Lamed Beis, says, Min Kodam the Sovar Oraisa Takum. He translates Seva as Sovar Oraisa, Nalazbun Torah, Tamil Chacham. Then, Radarta Pezokin Vizeda Pe Sava, the older person. So he said, but one second, he says the Targum Unklus, he says the Targum Unklus, so now the Minchasir is creative. He says Targum Unklus understands Seva to be Tamil Chacham, okay? And he came with Daito, and the second word is Zokin. Well, Zokin, the same Mishnah Pekava says, is Ben Shishim. He says that's not a be Kabbalah. That's a be his understanding of the pasuk. Right? He reverses it. He says so. He says in Kain Ladaito Tzarich Lama Ben Shishim, the Vur Mishnah the Ben Shishim Lazikta. So as you just said, he flips it. I have a Nikkur Zokin of Ben Shishim. Avshenu Chacham Tzarich Lamot. That Targus Unk is Zokin Avshenu Chacham. So and then he writes in the top of the verse, Isi B'Sidur Shel Oki Ari. In the sin of the Arizal, I saw, he says it's to stand up and Ben Shishim, and even though it's against the Shulchan Aruch and against the Rosh, and then, okay, so the others disagree. But it's a clever twist from the Minchas Chinuch, and I saw it in the comments. What's that? Okay, so it says in the Mogen Avos, that's the Tashbeis on Pirkei Avos, Parakenus and Chafalas, it's on Ben Meir. Yesh Lomot, he also has the same lumbus from the Targum Unklus that it could be 60. Okay? So Rabbi Yosef has a tshuva about it. I just put it at the beginning and the end. Yabia Omer Chelek Gimel, Chelek Yeredeir, Simon Yud Gimel, Amadati Vesbonei B'mitzvus Meseva Tachum, Ben Shishim Shana, Ben Shishim Shana. Let me figure out if it's 60 or 70. And he said, the end, in Oschess, he writes, Hamura Mikola Amor, the Kima Mipnei Zokim Mishanim Hainu Megil Shiv Mishanim Amala. He concludes it's 70, but Amachmer Lachum Nei Zokim Ben Shiv Mishanim Kedivir Zal Tav Tav Ayin Bei Tav Olam Bracha. Okay, so that's the conclusion of what you say. Now in the Sefer Chassidim, what's that? Interesting, but he says because most of the posts say we follow the road. Yeah. Now the Sefer Chassidim says openly, in Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Ches, lest we think, you know, this is only a male issue, 52, Sefer Chassidim, in Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Ches, Bnei Seva Taka Vodak Bnei Zokin, Afila Zekena, applies to women as well, in both directions. In other words, if a woman is the elderly person, you have to stand, and Af Noshim Tatimna, they have to stand up also, you know, for, so it goes in both directions. The Tshuva Talakha, yes, that's, Raja Sefer is a different Tshuva about that, applies, you have to stand for also. I'm not talking about this tonight, but yes. In the Tshuva Talakha Tanakh Alasan Kuf Nun Dalin 53, he asked, what about standing Lameka Mikame Savta?
I mean, in modern Hebrew, Saba and Sabta, grandfather and grandfather, but grandmother and grandfather, but Saba and Sabta is just an older person, not necessarily grandparents. But anyway, he says, Mistaber the Ein Chiv Elevation is covered. He has a middle position. Not, she doesn't have to be learning, but she's the wife of Talmud Chacham. Mio Nimsa the Sefer HaChassidim Lehefet. The Sefer, he defers to the Sefer HaChassidim and says the other way. Okay? The Minchas Chinuch there in Reishon and Zayin and Ozdalim, Ule'inyan Lama, Ule'inyan Isha Zekeinu, Ule'idon, the Paskinik Isi Ben Yehuda, Zafilu Zoki Hashmoy. He says, if even for the not learned person you have to stand, so okay, so you have to stand for a woman as well. Okay? The question is, what if the Talmud, does the Talmud Chacham have to stand for a woman or not? He leaves that as a possibility. In terms of non-Jews, someone asked before, a friend asked before, so let's take a look at the Sugin Kedushin, Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, 55. Rabbi Yochanan Havakama Mekame Save Daramoy. Rabbi Yochanan would stand up in front of an elderly person, even non-Jew. Amar Kama Harpatke Adu Alayu Dahani. Rashi explains there, how many experiences in life, mikros, with sorrows, road, nisim harbe emotion. Let's digress for one moment. You know, it, for a long time in the history of the world, pretty much until the Industrial Revolution, so not that much change passed in the world. And if a person lived to an old age, the knowledge that he had in whatever his profession was, just in life, was very valuable for everybody, right? You know, saw an older person who had lived through X, Y, and Z, you automatically have respect because of the accumulated knowledge you didn't have, let's say, whatever profession he was in, and in life in general. So there was almost a built-in respect. With the world changing rapidly, so all of us know if something's wrong with your phone, you ask your kid to fix it, right? If something's wrong with your computer, the grandchildren can fix it faster than you can, okay? It's the other way around today, and it's a problem, because the world changes so rapidly, so the knowledge accumulated by an older person is, in some ways, not as valuable to today's youngsters. It's right, exactly. In some way. So that's why we have to be careful about these students. That's what the Yochanan said. Even not a Talmud Chacham was a goy, but still he said he experienced a lot in life. You have to respect that. Now, Rava, Mekam Lo Koi, Rava had a different practice. He didn't stand up, but Hidr Avin Lo, he did show some kind of Hidr. Abaye Havayor Yadol L'Sabe. Abaye would extend his hand, you know, would help a person, that would be help stand up or something like that, as up across the street to the Boy Scout, right? So Rashi says in 56, Abaye Havayor. They would lean against him. He would help them, again, the non-Jews. Hard to imagine that today, really. I'm going to have fun or abundant, but that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Mishadeh Shluchay, Rabbi Mishadeh Shluchay, Rabbi to make sure it was done. Rabbi Nachum Mishadeh Gozoi. Well, that was a different, you know, because he felt it was a piece of cover they did for the Torah. But in any event, the Gemara quotes that that they did not hesitate to show respect, you know, and reverence for an elderly person as well. Now, therefore, now we can understand better, that's what Tosus points out in the next verse, 7, Kedushin, Lamed Beis and Beis, and now we understand even a Zoki and Ashmoy, but, you know, again, especially when we take it as someone who may not be learned, but, you know, but he still has a lot of, you know, a lot of experience in life, and therefore it's worth paying attention to that. And again, today, that's somewhat lost, I believe. I mean, most of us here, I think, you know, we here respect your elders. You kind of got that as almost as a given. So I'm not sure if it's taught the same way today, but halacha is pretty clear that's the way it is. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav Halacha Tes, paskens accordingly. Afilu zokin kusi. Kusi kevandru. Mahadjinosto bidvarim. Binosto yadra somcho. Shenema, bnei seva tachum. Ho seva mashu. The Rambam paskens, you know, you have to show respect. Okay, and Shulchan Aruch does as well. The Reish Madal gives Zayin. Rafilu Zokin Goy. The Hadjan also Bidvarim. You know, you talk nicely to him, you smile, and you know, and also Yad Lassonko. There's a passage like that in Shulchan Aruch. So, it sounds like it's Allah. The Chayodom, someone asked before about standing up. So the Chayodom in the Chalakav, Chal Samah says, that first section of the Chayodom, 6 days. First, he says, "V'chein mitzvah zeh lakum v'dei seva d'hanu ben shiv m'shana afilu am oret uvedvah shol yerasha not a rasha b'gam zokei nachri." Now, so Gimel emas v'chayav lochem v'neim shagia l'tov da'ar amosu, and after within 4 hours, because otherwise ain't hekir, it's not noticeable. Therefore, ain't kan hidur. He says, "V'yakum kach ad sheyavu mikneged panam or v'yesh omim ad sheyavu min a da'ar amos." That's not that he walks by; he walks da'ar amos by. Now, in Siv Dalad, what does standing up mean? So the Chayavim Paskin, again, this is Klausam of Tess Siv Dalad, but Sarach Lakum below Komoso, you have to stand up all the way. Stand up to your full height. The Dafka Bistam Bale Adam of Rishon Mechachma El Hashashen Uzakim. Of a Chacham of Yerav Ein Sarach Lam Ne Uzakim below Komoso, Ala Yakum Ma'at, you know, that's the little standing, Zeh Lahadro, okay? But basically, you have to stand up completely. Yerach HaShulchan, seems that doesn't seem to be the practice. Most people are just tilt up a little bit. You know, so for older persons, the Rosh Hashulchan was the rav of a town, city rav. A lot of times, the Rosh Hashulchan, you know, defends the practice. He was from the Amar, but he tries to defend the, you know, I don't say it the wrong way. The Mishnah Berurah, at the time, you know, set very high standards. Mishnah Berurah, and you know, he demanding high standards. He wasn't the rabbi of the community at the time. Okay, I'm not taking any away from the child. Fine, but this, you know, somebody would say this is the din, and so on. That's it. Rav HaShulchan was someone who worked with Balabatim. You know, he could sometimes. He always tried to defend the practice of what people were doing. If he could, Islamic school. So here, Rav HaShulchan writes in Sif Yud and Sun Reish Mem Dalad. He says, really, it appears you should stand up and so on. Okay, and he writes in the second line of Sif Yud in the middle. Kimdumani Shein Amidikain. The Lifnei Tamar Chacham come below Kamaso. When the Rebbe walks in, people stand up all the way. Okay? Lifnei Zokin Mufum Gezikta ain't coming. Rak Nosolo Hidda Shakamim Ba'at below Kimon Gemura. He said, that seems to be the minute. You know, people, for an older person, they tilt a little bit, and that's it. So he says, maybe he tries to run his foot. He reads into the Rambam, is that which the Rambam said at the very end, that one doesn't have to stand up. You know, looks in the Rambam, he's talking only about a young person, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand up, but everyone else does. He says maybe it means everybody, or maybe they rely on the Targum Uklus that we mentioned before, that Seva means, you know, basically he questions to defend the practice. Right, that's true too. Okay, but he says, therefore, Asi Shapir Midiga Olam, Yishakima, some of the Kazal, no, but if the Hadartha is only playing Zokane, so Hadartha Hiddu is less than Kima. So he works it out. I'm saying it's creative. Rav HaShulchan is defending the practice. He writes again in Sif Yud Beis that the minig is, you know, it defends the minig. But properly, it would seem, he would have to stand up all the way. Just to conclude, Ibn Ezra, a couple circle on the Pasuk and Parshat Kedoshim. Record test Pasuk Lamed Beis. We say that a person is older, so he's Karo Lumisa, and so on and so forth. But he says, basically, I think what Ibn Ezra means is, that, you know, when you get to that age, you want people to, you know, to respect you and to help you and so on and so forth. You have to do that when you're at a younger age. You know, you want, huh? Right. But so that's even as a suggestion that it's kind of like every person hopes to grow old, right? So, you know, when people complain about the growing old, it's perhaps better than the alternative. And the idea is that, you know, if you want to be treated a certain way, you should treat other people that way also. Okay, I'll go to the bathroom.